Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. We're eager to listen and learn together about our year of becoming. So let's get started with today's episode with our Love Now pastor, Ricky Franco.
There's a great verse in the Bible that says, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." A couple of years ago, as my wife and I were truly trying to find a way to live this out, we decided that as a family, we would create a motto or slogan that would represent this. So we came up, mainly our kids, with we're the Francos. And so it says, "Francos love those around them through prayer and service." We wanted it to reflect not only who we thought we were, but even more, how we wanted to become more like Jesus. Now, the second part of the motto is service. How can we love others through service? We have seen the importance of being a servant to others in multiple areas in the Bible. In the Old Testament, we can see men like Abraham, Joshua, David, and Isaiah. They're all called servants of the Lord. In the New Testament, we see some great people in the Bible call themselves servants and slaves of God. Paul and Timothy call themselves bond servants of Jesus Christ. James says he's a servant of God and of the Lord. And Peter says he's a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what's so interesting about this is that these men were writing to a Roman Empire and a Jewish society that would have thought of this idea of being a servant or a slave as almost deplorable. So what were these guys doing identifying themselves with the lowliest of people? Well, they're following Jesus' example. He says this in Matthew 23:11, "But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant." Man, and didn't Jesus do just that? He served those around him continuously, even to his death. Many times we see greatness as those that are the most followed or honored, those that we lift up as idols because of how much money they have, how famous they are, how many followers they have. And Jesus flipped this idea of what it meant to be great right on its head. He was telling us that if we truly wanted to be great in his kingdom, we needed to put ourselves in service to those around us. My wife and kids are so good at this. They love to serve. They serve at church, at VBS, on second Saturdays, at their schools, in their neighborhood. So when they made being a servant as part of our motto, it was not a surprise. But I did realize something about myself. I realized that there were times that service had to do with me, what I felt like, how I looked to others, if I had the time. To truly become a servant, I had to look past myself and see those that I was serving and why. 1 Corinthians 13:3 says, "Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned but have not love, it profits me nothing." Without the love of Jesus in our service to others, it will not profit us anything. We serve Jesus because we love. We serve because we want people to not see us, but to see Jesus. In this year of becoming, we want to become servants to his people locally, nationally, and globally. Whether you serve at a second Saturday here at Crossroads, you go on a short-term or a long-term mission trip, or serve those practically right around you at work or at home, we're called to serve with a humble and loving heart. So I encourage you today, love those around you in prayer and service. And together, let's become servants to all. Let me pray for you guys. Lord, thank you for everyone listening. Jesus, thank you for your example as King of Kings and Lord of Lords coming to this earth to serve us. I pray that each of us can take those moments in our day to see others in the way they need to be served. Let us see your people through your eyes. Let us serve others with love and grace. And in those times when we make it about us, Lord, forgive us. Through our service to others, we want the people of Crossroads, those in our community, and people around the world to see you through the way that we simply respond to you. In this year of becoming, teach us and guide us to become servants to those around us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Stay connected with us on social media at Go to Crossroads and join us for our Friends and Family Sunday, September 10th. For more information, visit crossroadschurch.net/events.